Done through this week, and let's praise him for that this morning. Thank you, Dan.
Well, good morning. I don't know if you can hear me. Let's try this again. Okay, you can hear me now. Hey, everybody, good morning. Welcome to Rileyville Baptist Church. I don't normally welcome people from the pool, but this is a different kind of morning. And so we're going to have a baptism this morning. But hey, if you're visiting with us this morning, we just want to say we are honored that you would be here. Maybe you're here to take part in this baptism ceremony, or for whatever reason, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're worshiping with us. Everybody got a bulletin when they came in. If you would, if you're visiting with us, tear off the Connect card from the bulletin, fill it out, and drop it in the offering plate a little later on. Well, we're going to get going with our baptism service, but to get started, I'd like to pray. So bow with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, and we give you praise for all that you've done for us as we sing in that song. You've been so good. You are worthy of our praise. And Lord, today we get to witness what you have been doing in five people's lives, and get to hear from them and get to see them go public with their faith in Jesus. Lord, we know that this service, this baptism, does not make anyone a child of God, but it is a public demonstration and profession that these people are children of God because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for what you've been doing. We ask that you would give them great confidence to share, and I thank you for the boldness that you've given them to not be fans of Jesus, but to be followers of Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, can you still hear me okay?
You got me.
I got you. This is Sharon Liott, Sharon, we've known each other for a few months now. I'll just tell you a cool story about Sharon. I won't do this for everybody, but we were talking about this before the service. Sharon was actually a client of our women's ministry director, Chrissy. Chrissy trains dogs, and Sharon went to Chrissy to get her dogs trained. And so she wasn't pushy, I don't think, Sharon, was she?
Uh-uh, not at all.
But she invited you to church, and you came, but I think you first listened to some sermons online.
Listened to Pastor Dan for a couple months, actually.
And then you came.
I did.
And so now you've actually gone through a whole membership process to be a member at the church. You're plugged into a group of ladies studying God's Word, mm-hmm. And today you're going public with your faith.
I am.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, so Sharon, tell us, what was your life like before you knew Jesus?
Well, I was raised Roman Catholic by a wonderful mother, real good Catholic, but it didn't do much for me. It left me empty. And I went searching through my late teen years and early 20s through different faiths, Mormonism and Seventh-day Adventists, and couldn't find anything. And I met somebody who actually was another person who had been raised Catholic, but she was saved in a non-denominational faith in Northern Virginia. I moved from Pennsylvania. And she took me to a tent revival in Northern Virginia, and I got saved that way in my 20s, and belonged to a church there, a church named the Community Church, and was saved that way throughout my life. I was baptized before, but I was never baptized this way. I was always bothered me, and I always wanted to be baptized this way. The circumstances never came about the right way, and when I met Pastor Dan, just talked to him about it and wanted to do it.
Amen. Amen. Well, normally I ask, how did you come to know Jesus? But you've answered two of my questions in one. So, you're an overachiever. So let me ask this last question. So Sharon, tell us, why do you want to get baptized today?
Well, like I said, it was something that was bothered me. It was something that I wanted to do, something that I had not done, and it's something that was on the list. It was something that left me empty, that I hadn't done it, that I hadn't been immersed, and I wanted to do it.
Okay, well, let's do that right now.
Let's get it done.
You can turn this way.
Okay.
All right. Get a hold on to my arm.
Which way?
Just hold on to my arm right here. So, Sharon, based on your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of His command to be baptized, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Next, we have Dan Mowry. It's been a pleasure to get to know you, Dan.
Absolutely.
The past several months.
Yeah.
So, Dan, tell us, what was your life like before you came to know Jesus?
Before I really came to know Him, I just went through life day to day. Just went through the motions of life, wherever it took me and that kind of stuff. I prayed time to time, but I just didn't feel completely fulfilled yet.
And tell us, how did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
It all started when my grandfather passed away, lifelong member of the church here. And after his passing, it left me wanting to know more and more. And halfway through last year, I started coming on a regular basis and got to talking with you and went through the steps to turn in my membership of the church. And look forward to that. Look forward to the next step.
Yeah, and so you turned in your membership application, and we talked about assurance.
Yeah, before that meeting, I wasn't sure exactly of my assurance, and we read through the passages, and I definitely felt the fulfillment of that after reading.
That's awesome. So have you trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I have.
That's great. Tell us, why do you want to get baptized today?
I want to show publicly that I no longer sit on the throne, that Jesus is the one that sits in front of me in my life.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's do that. All right, Dan, because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and because of His command to be baptized, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. She says the water feels good.
Yeah. Feels good.
It's true. This is Amanda Mowry. This is Dan's sister. And so, Amanda. Oh, give an applause for that. Amanda, tell us, what was your life like before you came to know Jesus?
When Dan gave me these questions, I did have a lot of thinking to do, but I told Dan I lived a good life. I've lived a great life. But one, I was missing the Pete. Like I couldn't come to terms. Like I didn't have the right. I wasn't Pete. Like I didn't have peace with myself, my relationships with God, my friends, my family. So I was just, something was missing, and that's kind of where I've been.
Yeah. So tell us, how did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
This probably a lot of my faith background comes from my granddad. And so talking with him before he passed, that kind of got me here. And then there was a sermon that Dan preached, a couple months ago about the three circles. And I found myself feeling that I was in that brokenness, but I could get out. Like, he reassured me I could get out. So when Dan and I met a couple weeks ago, and he we kind of put it in perspective of my heart, and I knew that God was there in my heart instead of me being like the part of my heart. So that's where I'm at.
So tell us, have you trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I have.
That's awesome. Tell us, why do you want to get baptized today?
I'm ready to show my parents and my siblings and my church family and my family that's here and my friends that I'm here and God is what I want to live by and to live through, and that's what I'm here.
Okay, amen. Well, let's do that right now. Well, Amanda, based on your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he tells us to get baptized, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's nice and warm.
And this is Tom Mowry. So this is their dad. Okay. Yes. So Tom, tell us what your life was like before you came to know Christ.
Well, I came to know Christ, or I came forward as a 10-year-old boy to my church that I was going to and professed that I wanted the Lord to be my Savior. And, you know, 10 years old, you know, what do you really know about life? So I never was baptized, but I've always had the faith, you know, in the Lord, and in that there was a place for all of us to profess ourselves walking in the steps of the Lord. So, you know, through my years of living and growing, you know, I've just always used prayer as the way to get through situations or get advice on things. And I've gone some tough times, but I always felt like the Lord led me in the right direction. And, you know, that's why I'm here today. Yeah. Real proud father of all my children, especially these two.
Yeah, that's great. Tom, I know that we had talked, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint that time when you become a Christian, you know, like some people have like this big conversion experience, and then sometimes over time people realize that they actually believe in Christ and are putting their faith in what he's done for them. And I know that's Tom's story. So let me ask you this, Tom, have you put your faith in Jesus Christ, and are you trusting in him today for your salvation?
Absolutely. I totally trust in the Lord and what he's going to do with my life, and have peace with that. Absolutely.
Why do you want to get baptized today, Tom?
Because I want to publicly come out publicly to all of my family and friends, you know, that's the direction that I want to go. That's my life going forward. And have the peace of knowing that that's where I'm going. And I want to be a follower going forward.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's do that right now, Tom.
All right.
Brother, based on your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of his command, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is John Keeler, and John, why don't you tell us what was your life like before you came to know Jesus?
Well, I was more lost and just unorganized. Everything just never quite lined up right.
How did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I don't really have a specific moment, but I know it was in my teens when I accepted, you know, accepted Jesus as my Savior, but I know I'm trusting him now.
Amen. Amen. Tell us, why do you want to get baptized today?
To just go public with my faith, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
All right.
That's what Jesus did, so.
Amen. Let's do that today. Let's do that right now. Well, John, I baptize you now because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, that concludes our baptism service. If you'll stand, we're going to continue worshiping.
Amen. Glory to God. We have a Redeemer, and He is Jesus, God's own Son. He is the only one. He's the only one that took the nails, the only one that tore the veil. He's the only one spotless lamb, and He paid the price for you and me at the cross. And it's there at the cross, as we heard from one of our baptismal candidates, where we can have peace with God and forgiveness. Let's sing about all these truths about our Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. There is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah.
Jesus, my Redeemer.
Jesus, my Redeemer. Name above all names. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah. Oh, for sinners slain.
Thank you, oh my Father.
The world.